bless you, my child.
God bless you, Brother John Deere.
One's character. That is what one has come onto earth for, to develop. This is true, but much more than that is involved. One assumes by the meaning of the word character that one is a combination of all manner of aspects of nature, true as it is. Yet so few people realize that in the involving and developing of character, the spiritual aspect is of paramount importance. And it is indeed that aspect of self that is so sadly neglected. One assumes that in the evolution and development of one's character on earth, one should be kind, considerate, understanding, tolerant, loving, friendly, and in every sense, one should endeavor to assist those less fortunate than oneself, that one should always do that which is right and just and honorable and truthful. In other words, the evolving and developing of the character, this aspect of self, important though it must be, without the spiritual realization and the motivation of spirit that underlies all one's thoughts and actions, without the understanding and appreciation and the realization of the importance of spirit, though one may develop on earth a good character, unless one appreciates and realizes and understands the spiritual aspect, the motivation behind all that is good, one has not achieved fully what one might have achieved with one's character.
Yes.
There are many good people in your world, as indeed are there many who are not good. But even those who are good, as the world sees it, though they do much that is of the heart to help others less fortunate than themselves, though they strive in many ways to uplift others, and indeed sacrifice themselves in consequence, even so, many of these souls, good though they may be and are, have not the realization of the power of the Holy Spirit. They are not, as it were, evolving in the fullest sense. One may evolve as an individual person in a material sense on a very high level, and yet not necessarily evolve very much on a spiritual one. And this, of course, brings me to mediumship. So few mediums are on what one would term a spiritual level. Most, good as they may well be, are on a material level, sincere, anxious to serve, anxious to please, anxious to do all that is right and good and just and honorable, to give comfort and joy to those who are sad and lonely and depressed, to bring health to those who are sick, and yet do not realize the potential of spirit within themselves, do not fully understand nor appreciate the power of the Holy Spirit that surrounds them. And I do feel that when we talk of character and its development, we should also think of the spiritual aspect and evolution. of the individual. There are so many who come here